At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, it's 7 minutes after 2 o'clock. You are listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA Radio. I am Lynn Hayes Freeland. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about a variety of issues today, a variety of subjects. But one of the things that has been ongoing throughout this pandemic has been our resistance to get medical treatment or to reach out if we needed help during the pandemic. I don't know if that's because it was easy or it just made it comfortable to say, well, I'll wait until things settle down. Now, why is that important? Well, number one, when we talk about breast cancer issues, we know that those folks who work in that field say they've seen an increase in people in women who didn't get their mammograms and they're worried about cancer rates. Well, what about folks in need of help with addiction-related issues? Now, that becomes even more significant these days because there are indications that we're seeing a more, I'll say potent, for lack of a better word, form of fentanyl showing up in drug overdoses here in Allegheny County. So, did the pandemic help or hurt people in need of assistance to deal with addiction-related issues? Well, Jennifer Bloodworth of Onala Recovery Center joins me now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline to kind of dissect all of this. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for having me on.
So I'm curious. Let's just start right there. I mean, I know, and even as a breast cancer survivor, there was a minute there where I didn't get my mammogram done because I used the pandemic as an excuse. For folks in need of help dealing with substance-related issues, did the pandemic become an easy way not to reach out for help?
I'm not sure that it was used as an excuse more than at any other point. The big issue we saw was an increase in symptoms based on precautions taken for the COVID-19 pandemic. So things that were done to help stop the COVID-19 pandemic had this sort of double-edged sword effect in that it exacerbated the opioid epidemic right as we were kind of getting it under control after its peak in 2017 with the introduction of Narcan that really decreased fatal overdose rates. So we saw a lot of isolation, which is never great for people with substance and alcohol use disorder. We saw a decreased access to healthcare. We saw a decrease in women entering inpatient treatment facilities due to lack of childcare. We saw the technology gap really kind of show how disparate that issue is. So you know, a lot of recovery meetings moved to Zoom. A lot of healthcare moved to virtual consultations. Mm-hmm, so people without access to technology, you know, who were isolated and in the depths of their disease, didn't have an option to access resources. And anecdotally, at Onalla Recovery Center, we did see a spike in relapse among people, even with long-term sobriety. But interestingly enough, we also saw a lot of people come in to recovery for the first time, again, because of that exacerbation of symptoms. I think it really kind of sped up the disease progression in some people.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, as I listen to you describe the different scenarios, here's what comes to mind, because I think that all of us on some level, whether folks want to admit it or not, but all of us on some level, I think during this pandemic, experienced moments of feeling isolated, some to a greater extent than others. And I would imagine that that feeling of isolation can go one of two ways, especially if you're dealing with addiction or addictive related behavior. On the one hand, you're feeling isolated, so you feel like you can do this thing and nobody knows about it. On the other hand, you're feeling isolated and you feel like you have to work harder to stay connected just to hold on to your sobriety.
Right. And we did see kind of both of those occur. Certainly, Onalla had to close its doors for the first time really since our founding in 1952, based on, you know, the COVID shutdown. And that was exceptionally difficult, and it had to happen a couple of times as things developed and regulations changed, and that was a really difficult time for us as an organization based in service and for our community. And luckily, you know, hope finds a way, so people really found a way to make it work and get through that. Unfortunately, we were able to get through that, especially with the help from the county. Majority of our funding comes through the County Department of Human Services. We work very closely with the Allegheny County Health Department. They've been integral in our services and growth, but especially getting through this pandemic and being able to reopen our doors, and not only just reopen, but expand our programming in light of what we've seen during the pandemic. So that includes monthly Narcan trainings. It includes free distribution of Narcan, various support systems and resources for both those in recovery or seeking recovery and their loved ones. And we found that to be especially important, to have a support group that's proven to improve long-term sobriety.
Absolutely. We're talking with Jennifer Bloodworth. I'm hoping you can hang with us a couple more minutes. Can you? Because I want to circle back. I remember doing stories on Narcan distributions, you know, for about 4, maybe 5 years ago. And there was a lot of pushback from the community. But what I'm hearing you say is that's making a big difference. And I want to just zero in on that if you can stick around. Yes?
Absolutely.
Perfect. We'll do that in just a sec. So we are exploring what the world looks like, especially when it comes to the world of recovery, both during the pandemic and post-pandemic. Jennifer Bloodworth is our guest from the Onalla Recovery Center. And I know you mentioned, Jennifer, the Narcan earlier in the conversation. And I can remember doing stories back when Narcan was first being distributed to the general public. And there were some people who would say things like, well, I'm a diabetic and I can't get my meds for free, so why should people who have addiction-related issues get Narcan for free? But the realities are, it sounds like you can substantiate, or the numbers substantiate, how Narcan and its availability has literally saved people's lives.
Yes, right. So 2017, again, we saw the peak in our region of the opioid epidemic. And what really changed was the more widespread availability and use of Narcan. I not sure. They were using intravenous and nasal spray at that point, or injectable and nasal spray. Predominantly now you see nasal spray, which has also made it a lot easier and more available. It's a much more simple application. And we hear this a lot with harm reduction efforts. So, and it's hard. I think it really stems from the misconception of what addiction is. So at Onella Recovery Center, we approach substance use disorder as a disease and not a moral failing. However, I don't think that's commonplace in general society. And what I think would help the most in combating this epidemic is for more people to understand that we are sick people trying to get better. We're not bad people, you know, trying to ruin our lives every day. We don't wake up every day and say, I'm just going to throw this away. That's not a reasonable thing to think, in my opinion. So if we can really humanize this issue, and I'd also like to speak, I think all life-saving medicine should be more available. That would be great, but I don't see a point in saying, you know, one community should be decided over the other. And this is an issue. We're losing, you know, whole generations, whole sections of community, and it doesn't matter who you are. This is not an isolated incident, right? We're seeing this in all sections of our community. And the other thing that I think is important for people to understand is, I think when I talk to people about Narcan training, carrying Narcan, they say, well, I don't use opioids. You know, why would I need that? But really, we want people who aren't using opioids to have the Narcan so that they can help other people. It's not a bad thing to have a life-saving item in your bag or in your car. It's there if you need it. And you might, you know, you might go to the grocery store and see someone overdosing. It doesn't matter what circle you run with. It's happening all over.
Well, and your point is well taken. I mean, I am reminded of a moment in time when one of our competitive stations was doing a live shot, and there was a person in a truck overdosing just in that parking lot. It just so happened that they were there at that moment in time, and they really did make a difference. Final question before we let you go, because we are right on the brink of the holidays, on the holiday season. More challenging for folks dealing with a lot of the issues that we're talking about?
Certainly, yeah. I think it's hard for everyone, but it's certainly difficult for people, especially if they're new in recovery. There's a lot of celebration of different forms in the holiday. And I just want everyone to know that you don't have to be alone on the holiday just because you don't want to drink or use drugs. And family members are seeking ways in which to support loved ones in recovery. We're also available to help at Onella Recovery Center. And I just want to say briefly, speaking on harm reduction, one of the best organizations in this city focusing on keeping people alive so that they can even have a shot at recovery is Prevention Point Pittsburgh. They currently distribute fentanyl test strips. So they distribute fentanyl test strips that help people identify if there's fentanyl in their drugs, which is important because we're seeing fentanyl present in more drugs than just heroin, and we're seeing these new forms of fentanyl. So that can help people who aren't quite ready to find recovery, but it can give them a chance to get there. They also distribute Narcan and, you know, sterile syringes, everything people need in that time where they want to stay safe but maybe aren't quite ready to stop.
And let me just get you, it is Prevention, tell me the name
Point
again.
Pittsburgh.
Prevention Point Pittsburgh. All right, perfect. Thanks so much for that. Thanks for joining us today. Lots of good information. And, you know, when we reached out to you initially, we were sparked by another story that was done in the local media, but the timing of this couldn't have been better. So I'm glad we did it, and I'm glad you were available. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Me too. Thank you so much, Lynn.
All right, take good care.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.